Danielle Crevier's here. She's the events and operations manager over at St. Joe today. As we, can you believe this, Danielle? We start wrapping up summer already. It's gone by in a blink of an eye. You know what I'm saying?
I know. I can't believe it. Can't believe it's going to be September next week.
I know. Also on the phone with us from over at Wanderlust Outfitters, it's Jessica Hanich. Jessica, how are you this morning?
Doing great, thanks.
Good. If you'll hang on for a couple of minutes, we're going to get the lowdown from Danielle on things that are happening in these parts over the next several days. So that we do have reasons to get out and get away from the TV screens and just from each other. tell me, Danielle, what's cooking here? Are we going to the farmers market still selling farmers?
Not quite selling farmers, but more like their produce. Maybe.
I always get that wrong for some reason.
it's confusing.
All right.
But the St. Joe Farmers Market is still happening weekly on Saturdays from 9 to 2 in Lake Wolf Park. That's downtown St. Joe. That's happening every Saturday through October 10th. So whether you're looking for something for breakfast, ingredients for dinner, you're sure to find something.
All right.
And then this weekend actually wraps up the summer movie series that's presented by the City of St. Joseph, so you can catch the last movie of the summer, Hook, which is a great classic, and that's on Saturday, August 29th at 8:30. So that's hosted at the St. Joseph High School parking lot. Just a reminder, it is limited to the first 85 cars, and it's kind of like a tailgating style in and around your car, and you just tune in and you get that audio. So it's a great night up for friends, family, just kind of hang out and watch a great movie.
And bring your own concessions.
Yes, bring your own concessions.
And you don't even have to sneak them in this time.
Because, right?
Because it's in
exactly.
your car.
Exactly. And then State Street Antiques in downtown St. Joe invites everyone to their closing business sale. So that's going on now through December 31st or until everything is sold. She's selling all the merchandise in her store and also some of the display cases, those other fixtures. She even said a microwave was for sale. So she's kind of selling everything at cost. She's excited for retirement and to see what's coming next. And they're open 7 days a week right now from noon to four. So it's a great opportunity to get some really quality antiques and just maybe some things to update your store.
Well, I was going
to
say that surprises me, but then I remembered I had heard that she was retiring. So just time to wrap it up, huh?
Yeah. Sometimes that's just, what happens, Jim, right? Got to move on to the next thing.
Yes, and I'm hoping that happens for me soon.
Oh, please don't leave. And also, you can enjoy a lot of live music going on all weekend long over Michigan's Great Southwest. Some of the places that are hosting live music this weekend are Planks, Sister Lakes Brewing, Harbor Shores Golf Course, Brown Barn Estate, Silver Harbor Brewing, and 221 Main at their State Street Plaza, 12 Corners, Free Run Cellars, and Vineyard 2121. So you can get a side of beer and wine as you explore Michigan's Great Southwest this weekend. And hopefully it's cooler, not as rainy. I don't know.
Yeah, I think the weekend's going to be okay.
I'm ready for a little bit cooler weather.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's coming.
Also happening. Oh, sorry.
I think it's coming.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. Yeah. Also happening this weekend is the Arts in the Park. That's Friday's summer series hosted by the Benton Harbor Arts Association. That's happening Friday from 6 to 9. There's live music, local artisans, food trucks, and more. So it's just kind of a fun night to get out. They ask you to bring your own chair, kind of social distance, and just get ready for a night of fun.
Okay.
And Fusion Dance Center is hosting their fall registration and open house this Saturday. So if you're looking to sign up for some classes, some dance classes, you can do so at their Benton Harbor location from 10 a.m. to 2. They are letting everyone know that classes will be a little bit smaller this year, but they will still be happening. And the Croswell Art Center is hosting their summer art market on the green. That's been happening Saturdays. So that's from 10 to 2 in the Oval Lawn right outside the Croswell Art Center. And each week it features new artists. So it's local artisans. There's some Croswell Arts Ceramics Guild and staff that also sell their arts as well. And it's just kind of a fun time and you get to see different artists each week. And wrapping up, we've got the Make Me Locally giveaway. So right now you can post a photo of somewhere in Southwest Michigan. Make sure that you tag St. Joe today, whether it's on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Use the hashtag MeetMeLocally so it pops up in our thread, and you'll be entered to win an awesome St. Joe prize pack. So we've got two more chances to win. You can register by August 30th to win August 31st, and we've got a big Labor Day weekend one coming up, so just make sure you enter that in by September 7th. And anyone who's entered for July or August will be entered in for the Labor Day weekend. So what that is, it's like a St. Jude's Day gift certificate and then goodies from a bunch of different stores that we have had that have donated, like Perennial Accents, Oh My Darlings, Friends by Design, Harbortown Interiors, Chartreuse, and The Buck, just to name a few. So lots of great opportunities to get some free swag.
Very, very nice. Now, the next time we talk, summer will be unofficially over as we will be in September and on the cusp of the Labor Day weekend. So let me just take a moment here to pass along some proper kudos to you and your crew for being as flexible and determined as you have been through this entire mess of a summer to pull together something for St. Joe and try to, you know, work through all the changes and the differences in regulations and masks and distancing and all that kind of stuff. I think you guys have done a fabulous job with the cooperation of and the help from your downtown and St. Joe merchants. So good for you guys is what I'm saying.
Thanks, Tim.
No problem. Let's turn our attentions to one of those downtowners. That would be Jessica Hanich and the crew at Wanderlust Outfitters. And Jessica, well, you've got some big doings coming, but before we get to that, let's talk a little bit about how you have, how the summer has gone for you guys at Wanderlust, because boy, it's been, just a whole summer full of questions, as in what's next and now what do we do and that sort of thing. So how have you done over the course of this very weird summer?
So, yeah, it has been very unusual, but I think, you know, with social distancing and everybody being at home, people have just been enjoying just getting outside and exploring what the outdoors has to offer. So we have been, you know, busy selling a ton of tents, a ton of sleeping bags. People are just ready to go outside. So it's been a really great summer for us.
That's kind of a good thing. I mean, not just from the sales perspective from you guys, but just I think for the mental health of just humanity is to, you know, to get outside, get away from your computer screens and TV screens and whatnot, and enjoy a little nature. Now, do you get the sense that that many of these people are trying this out for the first time, camping and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I mean, a mix of both, right? Definitely some people who had trips planned, big trips, and they're coming in, and now they can't maybe go as far away, so they're going to do more stuff local. And then for sure people who have never done it before, and now's the time to try it.
Yeah, I would imagine some of them even just trying it out in the backyard just to see what it's like there. So I have mentioned when we were getting ready to go on the air here that I had early on in this whole pandemic thing, I had heard from several sources that stores couldn't keep things like bicycles in stock. Everybody was just looking to get out and do something. You said tents were a hot seller for you. Anything else that was really moving this summer?
Yeah, tents are a hot seller. Like hiking backpacks have been a really hot seller. Sleeping bags. So we have been working our best to keep all of that in stock as best we can.
Have you been okay with that? The supply chain's been enough to keep you in stock as much as you need?
Yeah, some smaller brands have been having a little bit more difficulty, but overall, we've been doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I noticed a lot of stores have also upped their online presence as well to make sure that people can access them that way. Are you guys online and available in that way?
Yeah, we are. WanderlustOutfitters.com. You should check us out.
All right. It's been, like I said, people have had to be flexible and come up with new ways to do old things, but I think we're making it through. Now, let's look ahead here just a little bit to the terrifically named Wanderversary, which is in the very near future. Tell me what it is, and then we'll get into the whens and the whys and the wherefores.
Yeah, so next week is our four-year Wanderversary, so we're super excited about that. And usually we do it just over Labor Day weekend, but just for safety and social distancing, we are extending it for an entire week. So it is running from September 1st to September 7th.
And what can we expect in the Wanderversary over the course of that week?
So we're going to have promotions with some awesome brands like Cool, Patagonia, Piranha, Osprey. We will have some giveaways, well supplies last, stickers and pens and things like that. We also do have some games you can come in and try to win bigger prizes. like blankets, hats, backpacks, shoes, water filters, things to get outdoors. And then lastly, we usually have like a balloon artist or somebody come in. But because of social distancing, we here at Wanderlust are learning how to make a couple balloon animals so that the kids can come on in and get something fun.
So you personally are going to be making balloon animals? Is that what I'm understanding here?
That is what you're understanding. So
nice.
Far, I've mastered the monkey and a little tiger and a dog. So it's pretty exciting.
Oh, my goodness.
are you gonna, thing you never thought you'd do.
I was going to say, do you have big floppy shoes and a red nose that you wear when you're doing this, or how does that work?
No, not yet, but who knows what'll happen next week.
Oh, my goodness. Jessica, does it seem like 4 years there at Wanderlust Outfitters?
It's crazy. The 4 years have flown by. It's been amazing, and the community has been great.
For the uninitiated and or those who just don't know where you are or just the general sense of what Wanderlust is, where are you? And just give me a sense of what I'm going to see when I walk in the front door there.
So, yeah, so we are downtown St. Joe, across from Golden Brown Bakery and the Old People's State Bank. And we are hiking and backpacking and kind of outdoors. So obviously, if you don't want to go, you know, backpacking specifically, and you need some awesome sandals to go down to the beach, or a rain jacket, or a nice fleece to go walk your dog, we have stuff like that too.
Perfect. Well, I certainly wish you well here in your upcoming fourth Wanderversary, September 1 through 7, at Wanderlust Outfitters in downtown St. Joe. And, Jessica, good luck with them balloon animals. I guess if for whatever reason this whole Outfitters thing doesn't work out for you, now you've got a side hustle.
That's so true. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Have a good weekend and sale, and we'll wish you well in that regard. Thanks for coming on this morning.
Thanks.
And Danielle, anything we missed, or are we good?
Yeah, just anything that we talked about, just a reminder, you can always go online at stjoeday.com, find us on any social media channel, or you can stop in our Welcome Center. We're located at 301 State Street in downtown St. Joe.
There you go, Danielle Crevier, Jessica Hanich. Thank you, ladies, and good luck. It's 8:24.